Communications Officer of the NDC, Kafue Agbeleze, says the NDC is not threatened by the alleged large crowds that welcomed the flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, to Kete. He insisted that Nana Akufo-Addo can never pull a massive crowd in the Volta region due to the party's hypocritical stance towards the people of the region. He spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
So they are pretending that hypocrisy is so loud and clear. Wherever Nana Akufo-Addo goes in the Volta region, we will mobilize 1 million or even more than that crowd to go and see the man who says that they are Togolese.
So now you are saying that your party mobilized the people to follow Nana Akufo-Addo. Is that what you are telling us now?
We will do it wherever they go to go and see the man who claimed that they are Togolese and that they don't have the right to vote. They can tickle themselves and laugh. Nana Akufo-Addo went to Clifford and promised the people of Clifford that he's going to provide them water. Was in his own chebi, as an MP over many years, as a cabinet minister, he couldn't provide them water. Took President Mahama to provide the people of Chebi water. The hypocrisy of the NPP is so loud. How sure are we that these people, even in opposition, they are grabbing things. They don't feel the pinch. Resources should be heavily distributed, and that people need to benefit from what? All that the wealth of the nation there is. Then they will come and say that, oh, they love the people of the voter region the most. No, the people of the voter region knows very well that the party that have them at heart is the NDC. The party that brings significant development to the region is NDC.
Communications Officer of the NDC, Kafue Agbeleze, debunking allegations that the NPP transported supporters to the rally grounds, an aide to the NPP flag bearer, Pius Enam Hadije, said the crowd that welcomed Nana Akufo-Addo to Kete is a sign of the people's loss of confidence in the NDC. He said the NPP's tour of the Volta region has been highly successful, and this will translate into votes.
For me, I can assure you that not one person was transported from any place into the Volta region. This was supposed to be a surprise visit. We wanted to test the popularity of the candidate and the acceptability of the message of change that we have been selling. So if we were not even going to tell the people who were coming, why were we going to pass people? And I think that suggestion could actually be insulting to the integrity of the people of the Volta region. And that's what the NDC has always done. They've taken the people for granted. And how can they suggest this, that the people of the Volta region cannot come out and meet any other political figure? They are enslaved to the NDC. I mean, how can they suggest that the people do not have a choice? They don't have an option in this matter. I think that the attitude of the NDC towards the good people of the Volta region is one of disrespect and disdain and taking the people for granted. Well, we definitely expect to see larger crowds. The NPP is a growing party in the Volta region. There is opportunity for growth. There is always room for improvement. The kind of programs that we run, these are not large-scale rallies. They are small town hall meet, and we had respectable crowds. Crowds that either to the NPP never drew, even when we tried to organize. But this time, we did not do any organization. We wanted to do very grassroots and small town hall meetings of chiefs and people, and it metamorphoses into mini rallies and large rallies. The fact of the matter is that the NPP hasn't gotten the kind of reaction that we got in the Volta region in its history before.
Meanwhile, an expert in political marketing, Dr. Kobi Mensah, says large crowds following a political aspirant will not necessarily guarantee electoral success. He said it will be in the best interest of the NPP to analyze the motivation of the electorate and try to meet them. This, if well handled, will better the fortunes of the party in the November polls. Mr. Mensah spoke to Agatha Samoa.
Whenever a presidential candidate enters any region, you're definitely going to see a mob following. So I don't think that this is different from the previous that we've seen. I think that if you have President Mahama entering a central region, you will have a mob. If you have Nana Akufo-Addo entering any other region, you're going to have a mob. So yes, there's a resounding following when the candidates enter any area. But that couldn't be a measure of electoral success, or that couldn't be a measure of, you know, voter share. I think that the political party would want to have a very in-depth understanding of the characteristics of the voters, you know, across the country, and what actually motivates them to vote in one particular way or the other. So I think that we need a very close kind of relationship. We need a very close kind of understanding, but not to use campaign platforms, i.e. those ones that we have been seeing every day, as a measure of success.